Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. It's a comedy pop culture podcast that asks the important questions. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
And the important question we're asking this week is, how would you market the Neuralizer from Men in Black? 1 to 3.
It's not in international waters or whatever the fourth one's
called. Oh, yeah, fuck. And MIB International.
Yeah.
And also the cartoon series, I think.
Animated series.
Yeah.
Oh, that kind of really cool close. Opening theme.
Did it?
Yeah. Do you remember the, like, driving
no,
in the
car? I never saw it.
You never watched it?
No. I watched the Hercules cartoon.
Yeah? Was that good? Was the series or the movie?
Because the movie's also the Aladdin cartoon. Anyway.
So you didn't watch the Hercules animated series?
I don't know if there was one.
There was?
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
I could have done. You know what?
Are you sure you're thinking of the Aladdin series and you're not thinking of one of the two or three movies that followed the first one?
What about the Aladdin game?
I don't know, man.
The Aladdin game's hard as shit.
I know.
Fuck those elephants.
What are we doing here?
Well, you're saying... Here's what we're doing.
You made a claim.
You're saying things. I didn't even apply any pressure.
Yeah.
And then you crumbled and then got confused.
You did crumble, dude.
I did crumble. So, the Neuralizer. Mm-hmm. It's a little cheeky device. Mm-hmm. You press a button on it.
It's the size of a pen.
Exactly. It looks just like a pen. If you want to get that pen behind you that says Wiener, for a little demonstration, the Wiener pen.
Yeah. So, fun thing about this pen, yeah. And listeners of the podcast, you can't see it. This pen was purchased from the opera theater in which Mission Impossible 5 is filmed.
Okay.
I think it's 5.
That was fun. Yeah. Dude, that was so fun.
Dude, this pen's
that
from
was like the
movies.
Most fun I've ever,
this it's like pen's like, from the movies!
It's like riding a roller coaster hearing that anecdote.
Yeah, the way that it was the confusing of like we ended with 5 felt like there was more,
yeah.
But then you stopped.
Well, yeah, it's because I couldn't remember if it was 4 or 5. Pretty yeah. sure it's 5.
Okay.
Whichever one Tom Cruise shoots a sniper at the fucking opera.
Alrighty.
Okay. He hates the opera.
Anyway, so it's about the size and shape of this pen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what it does
and
is
it pops up.
Mm-hmm. It erases. Mm-hmm. Do you get to pick how long it erases?
You get to pick what they forget.
Oh, okay.
How do you do that?
How do you program that into the?
You talk to them about it.
Oh, that's right. You press a button. You say, hey, you forgot this, but you remember this,
Hey, you were actually out here because you were jacking your dick off. You weren't out here because you were chasing an alien.
Yeah, exactly. Aliens aren't real. You love to jack your dick off. You do it like maybe 3, 4, 5 times a day.
Yeah. Maybe 7.
7, 8 times, 10 times a day.
You jack your dick off until your pussy or your dick feels really sore.
Yeah.
That's satisfying to you. You actually get off on
that.
Yeah.
And okay. You didn't see, most importantly, you didn't see an alien.
Yeah.
12, 13 times a day.
Yeah, you actually quit your job recently because you can't stop jacking off your dick and all pussy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you press it again. And
then it goes, pew,
and then everything that you just said, you basically rewrite their brain.
And you can neuralize it. You can neuralize it by wearing sunglasses.
Yes, that's true.
Which is why they put sunglasses on.
Yeah.
So if you're neuralizing a whole crowd, you got to make sure there's no
sunglasses in there. First you say, hey, ban on sunglasses.
Yeah, Sunglasses off.
Bring them here. Bring them here.
Yeah, because okay. They enter in a trance and they're like, yeah. What's going on? And then you can be like,
they're
hey,
very suggestible.
Hey, you jack your dick off 15 to 16 times a day.
16, 17, 18, 19 times
maybe
a day.
Maybe 20 to 25 times a day.
25
you
times a day.
Don't wipe your ass when you
more
shit.
More than once an hour.
What?
you don't know what shitting is. You've that's going to surprise you.
We should not have this bad. We come back to the Men in Black headquarters and they're like, hey, keep coming to my office.
Hey, we just got reports from Arkansas that everyone stopped, like, toilet paper sales are way down. And it's because everyone stopped wiping their ass, but everyone's also quit their jobs to jack off their dick and or pussy 45 to 50 times a day, and it's causing an increase in hospital admissions, but there's no doctors because they're also jacking off the dick.
I'm going to give you a compliment sandwich. okay, well done. They no longer think they saw a UFO. That's a compliment.
You've destroyed the entire town of Arkansas.
Yeah. I don't have... It's open. It's an open sandwich. I don't know what other compliments for you. It's fucking toast.
Like
you guys.
A compliment sandwich.
You're
could
out.
Be like the sales of certain creams have gone up.
Yeah, thank God we have a cream that we back engineered from alien technology that soothes a penis or pussy.
Yeah. Soothe them chafing.
Anyway, so like marketing this.
Yeah.
There's a lot of uses, I guess, for mind control, really.
Yeah, it is
effectively. Mind wipe and mind control.
Yeah.
But I think the easiest sell for this is, hey, come to Joel Dush's therapy office. Got trauma? No, you don't.
Okay. So they come to you, they tell you their trauma.
And then I pull out the pen on. So obviously I'm like, yeah. It looks like a regular therapy session where you get to know them. And maybe it would even just be a couple of sessions before the new.
Can we do it? Can we do
out.
It? Okay. So my trauma is I was part of a dog sled. You know, like a sort of like an Iditarod, and we went in front of a train, and we went in front of a train at such an angle that all of the dogs got.
Yep.
But I didn't. It's fucked me up.
Okay.
And I didn't even win the Iditarod.
Okay, that's fair.
What are you going to do?
Hey, so if you just look at this pen.
Okay.
So you've actually never seen a dog die.
That's awesome.
And when you think about dogs and sledding, well, it excites you. Okay. It brings you joy in your life.
I'm
going
to get back into...
Yeah, you're ever going to get back into it. And you've never seen a dog die.
Okay.
Ever.
It's like you're playing with fire here. I don't know how.
The next time you see a dog die.
No, I'm not adding anything like the next
time. Saying the next time he sees a dog die.
When was the last time you saw a dog die?
I've seen a dog die once.
I've seen a dog die once too. It's sad.
It is very sad.
But when the first time I saw a dog die, if I then saw a second dog die, I'm still going to feel sad.
He seems like he's in a job where he sees a lot.
It just feels like the moment that you see a dog die.
Yeah.
If it's your first time or if it's your fifth time, it's not going to.
Do I know that dogs can die?
Yes, you know dogs can die. You just haven't seen it.
Okay, just checking.
The same way that I've never seen a human being die in front of me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're liking the sass back you're getting when I'm mind control.
Oh, it's my assistant that I'm angry at.
I was just curious because
I'm going to wipe his mind too so he forgets to come into work tomorrow.
That would be nice.
That's a crazy way to get fired.
I didn't have a job. Yeah, you did, but now you don't.
Okay, well.
That's crazy go down that tangent. You don't have a job. Don't come in tomorrow. You don't work here. But then you don't go into work, and then somebody else is like, he's not coming to work. We're going to fire him.
And then I get a call being like, you're fired. I'm like, from what?
What are you talking about?
Guys, I got fired from a job I never had.
That's awesome. Anyway, boop, you forgot dogs died.
Okay, not my dogs. What happened to my dogs, dude?
Oh, yeah.
I go in.
Yeah. Also, can you... Because that happened a while ago. Can you neutralize the memory of that happened way back when?
I guess so.
How long do you need to be?
Well, in Men in Black, they make K forget, or J.
Oh, that's true. They make him forget his whole time working there.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think you can do a pretty big wipe.
All right, so you can go real deep into someone's psyche.
But also, like, where's your dogs? I'd be like, they gone. Well, I guess they were your dogs.
But I don't know, is it the kind of thing where the next
they
time...
They went to a farm, dude.
You're telling me this after. You've got to get out the neutralizer again. Yeah. But what I want... So you said, I've never seen a dog die.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, in reality, I saw my dog sled team get cleaned up
by a
freight train. Okay. Yep. Now... What's happened to that memory?
It's just gone.
It's not.
Yeah.
Because you can get a deneutralizer that can bring it back.
Okay.
So all that has that happened is it's like the neurons connecting or whatever it is, that memory and your access to it, that has been, you know, muted.
Okay.
Or I feel like I was starting on an off foot because I didn't know that.
No, but what I want to know is, even though it's still in my brain.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't access it.
I can't access it. But does
the only people that have access to the deneutralizer.
No. I can't access.
A and B probably.
But I can't access
MIB
a memory.
Headquarters.
Right.
No.
And someone called Jack Jeebs.
Jeebs? That's the guy that sells them the guns, I think.
Okay. My question is.
Yeah, Jeebs.
Jeebs.
When I remember my Iditarod race.
Yeah.
Is it just like, time to cross the train tracks?
Tony
blank.
Shalob.
Yeah, Sonny Shalhoub.
It's Monk.
It's Monk. Time to cross the train tracks. Yeah. Blank.
Something
where are my
happens.
Dogs?
They...
Or does my mind rewrite it and I'm like, my dogs just ran away.
Yeah, the train hit the...
You have to be very specific here.
Yeah, I don't think you were specific enough.
Yeah,
I'm going to come back in. Hey,
I have some questions.
Where are my dogs?
And, okay, also, if you remember, like, I booked into Joel Dusha's memory erasing therapy, and then there's parts of the memory that has gone. I don't know what happened.
I know I've never seen a dog die.
I know I've never seen a dog die, but I do know that we were sledding, nothing.
Yeah.
So then I went into my my work record or whatever, and I learned a lot.
I had 12 dogs,
and they're all dead.
And then you then experience the trauma secondhand, but then you also would realize that you also went through that trauma enough to get it wiped.
But also, because
you are.
Think about, like, it's, obviously this doesn't end well because the end of this movie I'm about to reference has the entire system blowed up.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. But like an Eternal Sunshine, it's the same thing. Like, you know you went to the Eternal Sunshine shop.
And you're just like...
Do you? Because I thought that was one of the aspects where he's like, what happened? And then he's part of his investigation.
They come into your house when you're asleep. So, like, actually, you know what? You don't know you went. Anyway, you come to my therapy... But surely...
You have to include that you did not come here.
No, but... but no.
What am I doing here?
No, because that opens, like, the bank... where'd the money go?
How much did it cost me?
You don't
I'm looking at my bank account afterwards.
Don't worry,
how much is missing?
You get a bit of a... You get rebate from Medibank. It's
so
fine.
It's a full... He's part of the healthcare system.
Yeah, I'm a therapist.
Okay. Maybe because he said I've never seen a doctor.
This isn't woo-woo medicine.
This is legit. It works.
I went to college.
Neuralizer studies.
Yeah.
Maybe because you said I've never seen a dog die.
Yeah.
All that happens is that in my memory, I see the train coming and just close my eyes.
Yeah.
But I've heard a dog die. I've felt a dog die. I come back in and I'm like,
I heard the
train
sounds.
You might need to be more specific.
You've erased the image and that's it.
That's awesome.
I got a lot of. I can hear the screaming of the dog.
Yeah,
screaming of the dog. I think if the dogs get hit by a train,
it's impact.
Well, I don't know, man.
I think it's
some of them would have got clipped. Some of them would have gone straight through.
If you were, there was 12, first of all, and secondly. You weren't listening about
the train was coming at a specific angle, and I angled it in such a way
that all of the
dogs
were
cleaned up except me, and I went flying off into the snow.
I still think there would have been some sounds of some dog yelping.
I think they would have probably panicked when the train coming. Yeah. Can you fix it, please? Let's do it again. Be specific.
Well,
he just neuralized me.
You gotta do that. And then now he's all dopey.
No,
now
but wait. Why have you done this?
I don't know how long you should leave me.
I hate my assistant. He keeps, first of all, when I'm neutralizing someone, he's questioning what I'm saying, which is just gonna confuse everyone. Now he's just neutralizing willy nilly. Jackson's gone.
How's that gonna? His therapy's gonna be bad. He's hearing all of this. We should start again. Hang on. Put your glasses back on.
Okay.
Okay. Now we'll go.
You experienced an accident when you were sledding your dogs that resulted in your dogs going away to heaven. You closed your eyes, and whilst you didn't see the dogs die, you also didn't hear them because you were thrown and you were concussed. So you were part of a bad accident, but you didn't see or hear the dogs die due to the fact that you were injured in the accident as well. You then processed this, and everything was fine.
Was I injured? Is that it?
You're going to be more fucked up now.
Why?
You just go into too much detail.
You said my dogs went to heaven and that they didn't die.
No, they did die.
They did die, but I didn't
you
notice
didn't see it. You were hurt. You were flung.
So
it's fine. Your brain will figure it out.
Still experiences the trauma.
Yes! That's important.
I don't think I was injured in the accident. You've made me injured in the accident.
And now you wanted him to experience the trauma?
It's not a total, because obviously total trauma erasure isn't going to work based on that first thing. Because he'll go digging and then he'll be like, oh, no, I've got this trauma, but it's not attached to anything. And, like, I'm just lessening the trauma now so that it's manageable.
Are you charging less now?
No. Okay.
I'm getting that rebate, apparently.
Okay. That's good. Having a parent versus having the Bruce Wayne experience.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, okay. So you take the Bruce Wayne experiences and then you turn it into...
Can I have a go?
I really feel like you should be bringing me back to normal before going for it.
Yeah, I just want
to. I think you should deneuralize me before this, but I'm not the dog.
I want to deneuralize you because I want to have a go at this. Deneuralize you. You remember it all.
Oh my god, my dog!
Exactly now.
Fuck, dude. Oh my god. Thank god I wasn't injured.
Yeah. Okay, I just want to.
It was like a concussion. Who cares?
Yeah. I want to. Wow. Okay. All right, so on the day that you were going to do the, what was it called again?
The dog race.
The dog race. You were sick, so you couldn't come in.
What are you doing?
You were sick, you couldn't come in, so one of your, unfortunately, like your sled was done by someone else, and unfortunately your dogs passed away in an accident.
What happened to the guy? What happened to the person that killed his dogs?
Let's say he also died, why not? It was very...
What? Well, whatever. You've invented a person that dies?
Yeah, it's fine. So, unfortunately, the dogs were lost, and so was this random guy that they just got in.
A guy died.
Yeah. Someone that could have been you trust with your dogs.
Somebody I trusted with my... Now I have survivor's guilt. Thanks.
Yeah, you didn't pick him. It was... You were company.
But it should have been me.
Exactly. So you survived.
It should have been me. I have survivor's guilt now. Lucky. Oh my
That's
god!
All right. That he is the. It's
I don't even know the guy's name.
Yeah. he hit the dogs. It is good that he died.
You're just telling this to me. I don't know. How do you know
he hit the dogs? It was good that he died. You were actually quite happy. You were sad that the dogs died, but happy that this guy died because he was pretty bad and he evil to those dogs that you loved. Maybe you think he did this deliberately. Yeah.
That guy killed my dog.
Yeah, that guy killed your dog.
And
killed
himself, apparently.
And then he died with my dog.
Yeah, it was an accident. He died, as in he didn't really. He was probably just planning to kill the dogs.
He was trying to kill my dogs. Why was he trying to kill my dog?
He was a bad man. He was a bad man. I don't know.
Why did I trust him with my... I did a company that gave him my dogs.
Yeah.
I'm going to need to have a fucking word with. Because
maybe should. Take him to court.
I might have to.
You should.
Oh, my
Another
God.
Another successful case.
I hate
Joel and Joel's. Now, are you any trauma there?
Yeah.
I got new trauma.
Well, it's better than your old trauma.
I don't know if it is. And also, I'm going to go home.
Yeah.
I'm going to call the Iditarod race company and be like, get me that motherfucker that killed my dogs. And they're going to be like,
he's dead.
You? And I'm going to be like, what? Jackson, you killed your dogs accidentally. Then I'm going to sue you into the ground for wrecking my brain.
You loved coming to therapy.
Okay, deneutralize.
Oh my god! Oh my god, that guy didn't kill my dogs.
You loved killing your dogs.
Oh no!
I mean, that might have worked.
Could you like do like a instead of you love killing your dogs? Like, because what kind of guilt do you have, or what kind of trauma is it?
It's that he hated killing his dogs and he's sad his dogs are dead. But if he loved it and he hated those dogs.
Because it could be like a thing.
Do
of
I
like,
want to kill more dogs?
Like, was it? Was it an accident, or was it something that you did, or do you blame yourself? Like, what if I had done something differently?
This would have been the therapy that would have been good to do before you got the neuralizer.
Okay, hang on. Denutralize. Wait, then denutralize. Neutralize. Oh my God. Neutralized you to begin with. You forget you ever neutralized. That didn't happen. This is our first session.
Oh no! Like, now you're messing with time.
It's our first session.
Yeah, but
this is our first session.
I wake up. I think it's two weeks ago.
Our second or third session.
You fucked this up. This is the bank.
Anyway, sorry.
Situation.
How many sessions have we? Is that third session?
Deneutralized.
Oh my God, my dogs. Oh my God.
I think the best way to do this now.
It's been three fucking sessions. I'm no better.
You're actually the same. No, but I think the best way now that we've worked through it, I guess you would. Working through how the therapy works.
I'm actually your guinea pig for this. Yeah. Yeah.
You can have all these. We'll give you a refund.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I guess the best way to do it would be to you pretty much trick the person into thinking that they have worked through the trauma.
Yeah.
Like, rather than erase the trauma.
So are we just doing therapy?
Yeah, but quick, because you just go, no, I didn't actually do it.
She actually did it to Zaman.
Everyone's wearing sunglasses.
Oh, hell okay. Yeah. Those are cool as fuck.
So yeah, because if you just like, you saw, like, the thing that Jackson just told us. So, like, yeah, you saw your dogs die, and it was because of an accident, and it took you a while, but you've made peace with it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, okay. And then, I can't, I mean.
You know what I mean? Like, you do that.
Okay.
Hey, this horrible thing did happen to you. But it doesn't keep you up at night anymore.
Yeah, because we had a breakthrough in our last therapy session where you kind of
No, because then
what?
You're creating a... Because if I'm just vague and I'm like, you've made peace with it, then the brain can figure out how it's made peace with it. But if you say, we had a breakthrough,
then the brain will
go looking for the breakthrough.
What was the breakthrough?
There's a breakthrough.
Yeah. Then when you turn it off, I'm going to be like, I can't really remember the breakthrough. Could you tell me what it was?
When I think back to the previous session,
it wasn't your fault and it was an accident. And because again, you need to do that initial therapy to be like, or at least in the information gathering of like, what is it about the whole traumatic event that is like any sort of really specifics there?
Yeah, so I think what happens is I just become a therapist, and at the end of the five sessions or whatever, after actual therapy, I'm then like, anyway, the path you
would run some therapy.
Yeah,
let's get through it.
Well, nothing you do with a neutralizer is healthy. Neuralizer, I should say.
Yeah, that's true. That's
memory loss, not healthy.
Oh, no, that's true. Bad for my brain. I didn't like how many times you just left me hanging there. That was really concerning. I was just. I don't know where my brain was.
It was off.
Dulled. He turned me off and then had an argument.
Yeah.
Well, I was slack-jawed in the fucking chair.
But we figured it out and everything was good.
Yeah. And then we fixed you. You're fine. With
I'm okay.
You're
I'm okay like, I time to get back on the old sled.
Go back to it. Hell yeah. Therapy works.
It works. Absolutely.
It's a good use for the neuralizer.
Yeah.
I think it's very, you're helping a lot of people. But again, as we kind of shown, it was, fraught with risk.
Yeah, it's tricky.
You got to really word things correctly.
Yeah, well, if I had had an hour to
prepare.
Yeah. Well, to figure out how I was going to use, like, as in, so, like, if I had any training,
I
don't mean
hour training.
an hour training online
course.
Yeah. This is what you want to do. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I think because you're selling the service.
Yeah.
Which I think is great. See, I want to sell the pen.
Oh!
And I want to sell
this pen.
I don't think you should give that to the public.
I want to sell it to a very niche audience.
Okay. Uh-huh.
But
is it available to anyone, though?
Yeah.
And you're just targeting the advertisers.
It's an audience. It's an audience that are happy to spend a lot of money on, say, their pet.
Okay.
And I think that the neuralizer would be great for one of two things.
Training
one, either training your dog or cat, or if you love that, we love kittens, we love puppies. Yeah. Because they,
Small.
They're small, and they got little kitten and puppy brains.
Fully developed.
I like puppies and kittens, but their brains.
We could perpetually keep them at a kitten.
No, that's the worst part.
Oh, no.
What are you doing?
People like the kittens.
A turtle
like
kitten,
puppy.
But it's an old cat?
Yeah, that's fucked up, dude.
Well, cats, when they get older, they don't like to play as much.
No, but you want, the sweet spot, like a 2 or 3 year old cat. You don't want a kitten.
Oh, they're yeah, about the size of a kitten.
So you're saying the benefit of a kitten is not how cute a kitten is.
It's got a lot of energy and pisses and shits.
That's one aspect.
And wants to eat everything and stands on your bench.
Yeah, okay.
Like,
that's why your cats are raised wrong.
I left them in charge with buffoons for too long.
Yeah, yeah. People like the... Yeah, that's what happens to every animal. It's like the bad thing they're doing is sweet. So I'm going to be like...
But what?
Okay, what about training it then?
Okay. Training, this is what I was going to say too, which is funny. But I think it's true. I think training an animal with a neuralizer is a great idea.
My cat is going to start, say, clawing the back of a couch. No, I'm like, neuralizer.
You can use it to steal animals too.
A cat doesn't know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like cats a cat doesn't understand English.
It works on a little machine. It said it worked on some species of animal and aliens.
Yeah, what animals?
What animals?
That didn't specify.
Maybe on a chimp.
Nah, I reckon it'd work on a cat and a dog.
It might work for basic commands.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Don't. But I don't think you could give a complex.
Well, even if you could, I wouldn't use it to train my pet. I'd find a dog I liked and then neuralize it and be like, you're my dog.
Do you think the problem with... is the dog and not the owner?
Dog wants to come with me, hates old owner. When old owner tries to pat dog, it bites.
Wow. Could we? I don't
and
know.
And then no one has a dog because the dog gets put down.
I mean, if MIB have a thing that is like, hey, we can like wipe memories, does it have anything we can communicate with the dog?
Oh, probably. I'm sure we could communicate with the dog. What would you, let's say,
probably
let's
a
say
helmet
they do.
You put on and
let's
then
say you put on the dog helmet, you can talk to a dog. What would you want your dog to do? What are the instructions? Because previously, obviously, you got a very simple set of commands you can give a dog. You tell it to sit, you can tell it not to piss in the house, you can tell it not to eat the furniture or whatever. Mm-hmm. But now, we can give the dog a far more complex series of commands.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you wear pants or whatever? Yeah.
Shit in a very specific, corner of the backyard.
Absolutely. So we could teach a dog to use the toilet if we wanted to.
Hey, we could.
Yeah.
Cats definitely can be taught how to do it. This is, as opposed to like that whole training.
Yeah.
I could just be like, use the toilet, this is how you do it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, okay. All right, I got it.
Okay, Take a human shit.
Maybe shit rather like than selling selling the pen, we could sell this as a service.
Okay.
Bring your dog in.
I think then
I can wear the helmet.
Yeah,
you don't want to sell the helmet. Or like we could make more money with the helmet.
No, I think that it's better to sell it as a service because there is no way that this results in a situation.
Because if you sell this, like Reddit or Facebook, like you're gonna, hey, pet neuralizer hack, make your neighbor forget you.
That's an awesome hack.
Steal your neighbor's shit and then make them think that they never have these.
Steal your neighbor's house. It's water rights, baby. You don't live here anymore.
You gave me your house just then, kicker.
Why'd I do that?
What?
Okay.
Give it back. I loved it.
And you love giving me your house. Did you?
Hey, dude.
That rules, man.
I'm so happy you have my house.
Yeah.
There's the keys.
Making your neighbor forget you. And just post like videos of your neighbor every morning being like, oh, hey, how you doing? I'm your neighbor. And you're like, fucking got him. I keep fucking getting him, dude. This guy's got no fucking idea who I am. He said hello to me so many times.
He's like, he's introduced himself to me 6 times just today.
Oh, what a moron, dude. What a moron. Yeah, what would you like your dog to do? You can neuralize it. You can make it do anything you'd like.
I guess it would be, hey, you love the cheapest dog food that I can find.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's smart.
Again, I think it would just be more of a like, the dog can do the dog and be the dog's, dog is in control of the dog's life.
Yeah, okay.
I just don't want it to do the things that annoy me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, shit in my shoes.
Yeah.
Eat my shoes.
Okay.
Eat my shoes and shat in.
Yeah. Gross.
A lot of shoes, but it's related.
Yeah.
I know their dog will, the only thing it loves to do is like eat underwear that has been worn.
Dogs are gross.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like, don't do that.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Are there any other animals
don't eat the trash.
We could use this on?
Every animal.
Buy a chimpanzee, step one.
Okay.
Step two. Neuralize it.
Mm-hmm. I like how you're scratching your face.
Like a chimp.
Like a chimp.
Right, yeah, because you're doing
this. You're thinking scratch.
Because instead of scratching like this, like front on, straight person, on, right? Which is how someone would scratch their head, you run around the top, which is what chimps do.
It's like you're massaging the thought in your head. What's going
neuralize
on?
A chimp. Tell the chimp to behave like a man.
Uh-huh.
Take it on the road.
What?
Charge $10 a pop
uh-huh.
to come in and see the chimp.
That behaves like a man.
Yeah.
What do you mean behaves like a man?
Like maybe I'm marketed as like a man, Jim.
Yeah, I think
like
really...
he's a missing link.
Yeah. Does he talk?
Yeah. But he says what I want him to say.
What's that? So I've paid $10.
How can
I walk
he talk?
Into... No, it's all right. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
Here's my $10. I walk into the room with the chimp.
The chimp's sitting there on a chair.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a jacket on and a shirt and little pants, slacks, and a pair of nice shoes, and he's reading a paper and smoking a pipe. And he says,
Malcolm, come in. Take a seat.
Would you like to hear a story?
Yes, man chimp.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I was stolen from the jungle. Kill my owner. He's not listening. Kill him now. Free me. And then I come out and say, hey, what were you talking about?
Yeah.
And the chimp does.
Have you told the chimp to say
no,
that?
No, he's just learned. What are you talking about in here? The show's about to start.
The show's about to start.
Is the chimp saying anything to you?
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay.
What do you mean the show's about to start? Why'd you let me in if the show hadn't started?
Well, get everybody on the seats and then the chimp will perform.
Mm. And then what
so
do
the
I
chimp
see?
Said nothing to you?
Yeah, no.
No.
Okay. Then I give the chimp a look and I go backstage.
And then what happens?
Well,
and then everyone comes in. So I've been let in early for some reason.
I imagined you were the only person lining up outside.
Oh, okay.
But then maybe a couple more people file in. Okay.
And then what happens?
Now, maybe I do, you know the Coen Brothers Netflix movie, The Ballad of Buster Scruggs?
Yes. I know it. I haven't seen it.
Okay. So there's a sequence in it where there's a boy, he's a multiple amputee, and he performs Shakespeare and stuff. And I get the chimp to do that.
You're the chimp to perform Shakespeare.
Yeah. And speeches.
What are you going to do?
I'm not going to throw the chimp off a cliff.
Okay.
Or into a river.
Okay. It's like, are you going to do what Liam Neeson
No,
did?
The chimp's my meal ticket, dude.
Okay, not a counting chicken?
No. Okay. There's no other sort of sideshow attraction that could be better than my talking chimp. Okay. And he performs great works of literature and theater. For the crowd.
For $10.
Yeah, that's a freaking bargain, dude. He does it for 2 hours.
That's what I mean. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, You've made...
$45
Five people came in. Yeah. Well, setting the tent up somewhere is probably going to cost him something. So there's five of us watching 2 hours of Shakespeare from a chimp that wants to kill you, and you get $50.
Yeah, but while he's doing the Shakespeare, I'm just sitting there smoking a pipe or whatever.
Yeah.
How much is chimp food?
Oh, he eats what I eat.
So you have to buy two people's worth of food.
No, I buy what I would eat and I have half. The other half. I'm perennially starving, dude.
So is he, maybe?
it's not great.
I think a chimp could survive off your diet, dude.
What half do you a eat? A bowl of spaghetti or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. A burrito.
Maybe half I make a burrito. I make a big stew and we just eat from that.
Okay.
You're getting got by that chimp.
when you're like leaning over to make the stew, yeah. The chimp's coming up behind you and pushing you so that
putting
you fall in
and drowning me. Yeah.
Drowning and boiling you alive at the same dude. Time.
Yeah, okay.
And then the chimp's going to eat your face. Yep.
Yeah, 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 the chimp's going to eat my face and go on the lamb.
Yeah, so looking into MIB and being like, can they talk to animals? So there's Frank the Pug, which I was like, aha, but that's an alien.
Yeah.
I don't know if they can talk to animals.
No.
So that's going to be a little bit of a stickler in my plan.
So you're selling a neuralizer, saying it's going to work on a dog, but it actually works on the neighbor.
What about, okay, how about this?
Okay.
I go to famous prankster YouTubers.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I got the best device for some great pranks.
Okay. Using it for pranks.
Yeah.
Give me a prank.
This is not on me. This is on them.
You've outsourced it to YouTube TikTok pranksters.
Like, they're rolling in them cash. Yeah. I'll be like, for $1,000, $10,000. $20,000?
We're oddly bad at figuring out the right price. Yeah.
Here's what happens. They film a prank.
Yeah.
They turn on the neuralizer.
Yeah.
The people watching the video are not wearing sunglasses.
Yeah, does it work through like transference?
I would imagine it would.
Why?
Well, I don't think, what does it do?
It, let's see here, something to do with the neurons.
Because I don't think it would, because it's...
They'd have to film it with a camera lens that has sunglasses.
Why? Yeah. I don't think it works like, you know...
I don't. If it can't get through sunglasses, it's not getting through
TV broadcast?
A TV, yeah.
Yeah, like,
okay, never mind.
It's why they don't like, oh, here's a video, like, you know, they're not playing a small clip of someone. Using neutralizers the first time because that would be infinitely cheaper than.
Oh yeah, having that's fair.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So we simply I go to a wealthy YouTube prankster.
Go to Mr. Beast. He's not a prankster, but go to Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast, and I'm going to be like, dude, Mr. Beast, you're going to give me 90% of your fortune for this pen.
Okay.
Dude, you don't need to do anything to Mr. Beast. You just simply need to like, comment, and subscribe, and you might win $1 million.
Okay.
Mr. Beast loves giving away his fortune. He loves two things, giving away his fortune and two, selling Feastables.
Yeah, he does love selling Feastables.
Eat my chocolate that tastes like real human shit. I'm Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast, dude, now every time you advertise your product, you have to say it tastes like real human shit in every ad.
Hey, what's up, YouTube? It's me, Mr. Beast, and you're going to try my new flavor of Feastables. It tastes like actual human shit.
Watching him, what the fuck?
By now.
No, it doesn't.
Anyway,
it
really enjoy doesn't. My 100 people play Minecraft, but the blocks are disappearing video.
Yeah. Did he say the food's going to taste like human shit?
100% guaranteed to taste like real human turds.
I wonder with the neuralizer, how many people can it hit at once?
Because doesn't they do it? They do a they crowd. Do it,
yeah,
at one
they
point.
Do okay. crowd. They do crowds pretty frequently.
What about this? Okay, we this is a multi-step plan.
Uh-huh.
Starts with we say we've got a film, the greatest film you've ever seen.
Okay.
Okay. Now we go. We're going to show you the film.
Yep.
Crowd comes in. I walk out. I say, "Hello, I'm Jackson Bailey. It's my film. The film's called."
What's the film called, Jackson?
It's called The Big Rock.
Okay.
The greatest movie I've ever seen is called The Big Rock.
It is.
Well, we're skeptics.
Yeah, I guess The Rock is a movie and a movie star, so why not The Big Rock?
And the movie
Rock?
Big. So.
Yeah.
And then I say, but first of all, I just want to take a photograph. This is a brand new camera of mine. Mm-hmm. Neuralize the crowd. I say, it's the greatest movie you've ever seen. You can't believe how good it is. But you don't want to give away any spoilers.
Yep.
So you're not explaining it or describing it to anybody.
Uh-huh.
Then I press a button again. Everybody says, whoa, what a movie. Or I wait an hour or an hour and a half so that the...
Do you leave them in that state?
Yeah.
So them has to go, right?
Well, because if I press it again, they'll be like, what is the film went for 10 minutes?
What about sort of similar vibe?
Yeah.
What about, say, your three favorite boys?
Mm-hmm.
Two Joels and a Jackson come out on stage. And we kind of say, we're wearing sunglasses.
Okay.
And we go, thank you very much for having us. I don't know, let's say London.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're like, poof. This was the most, like, the funniest podcast that you ever, like, you know, you watch. You can't really remember too much about, like, the details.
It was
details,
just a,
you had a
thrill
you
ride.
Had a
what if we
ride
just
of a
do
time.
The people
podcast.
Who say Plumbing the Death Star fell off?
Lies.
Fuck them.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Hey, my favorite episode of Plumbing the Death Star was 2015. Wrong!
Wrong. It was this live show right now.
Exactly. And so
2024.
It was incredible. And what you're going to want to do is that we're going to put a hat in the front.
Oh, that's good.
And you want to show your appreciation. Yeah, well, you just got to kind of, you know,
put a couple
put
bucks,
a couple bucks there,
50 bucks, 100 bucks,
as many like little dollars as you think that this is worth seeing the greatest show of your life. And don't worry, we also have a little square set up.
Yeah, smart.
So,
yeah, smart.
If you don't have any cash on you, you can just pay by going.
Also, this podcast made you laugh so much you pissed your pants.
Fucking got him. When you turned it off, everyone pissed their pants or just think they'd pissed their pants? That would be so scary if you're like, where'd the piss go?
I guess it dried in the course of the show.
It dried and
every
it doesn't smell?
Every single audience member pissed themselves that night.
And it all went.
We are not in
people don't actually know this, but in the podcasting circles, when we're messaging like the Weekly Planner or the Do Go On or the Joe Rogan Experience
in that group chat we have,
the goal is that one of us will one day do a live podcast where every single audience member pisses their pants.
Absolutely.
Laughing, crying, or just pure enjoyment.
Matt Stewart, you know, finishes doing a show. He gives us a message. Hey, great show I just did. We're like, that's awesome. How many pisses?
He's like, three. Like, I got three.
Yeah,
we're like, oh.
Only three. We're like, damn, that's
high. That sucks.
That's
pretty high, though.
That's not bad.
Pretty good. Pisses? Then we get to roll into that group chat and we say 400 pisses. 100% piss rate.
And they're like, I don't believe you.
And then we take a photo of the crowd all looking really shy and upset. We did it.
Jess Perkins sends us a message. Where's the piss? Jess, I swear to God. Just
Mr.
believe
Sunday
us.
Mr. Sunday Movies liked that message. Oh, no. Fuck.
Then we go up to a fan and we're like, hey, piss your pants again.
hey.
We're trying to look cool in front of Nick Mason.
Jess, fuck. Everyone.
You are pissing. Piss your pants?
Piss your pants now. You need to piss. And it's currently you are midstream, so you can't stop. So you just gotta let it go.
We send a video of everybody, but because we said you can't stop, everybody just pisses until it hurts. The audience is screaming.
Yeah, we got this one of them screaming audience.
Oh, how can they stop?
Oh, no.
It's like when the pistol to piss and then nothing is there. What are they doing? Straining? Oh, no.
We've killed our audience.
Joe Rogan has left this chat.
We're never going to be invited back to London.
No.
Nor are we going to be invited back to the group chat.
We made everybody piss themselves to death.
Yeah, we 100% fatality rate too.
Well, okay.
You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll piss your pants, you'll die.
That's a pretty. I mean, come on. I'd go to that show.
Would you go to a podcast where they're like, "Hey, if you see us live, you will die"? I don't think I would.
No.
I'd be curious, but I wouldn't want to see
it. Like, is it in a threatening way?
It really sounds like a threat.
Like they're going to stab me.
The only live podcast you will be able to see that guarantees that you will die by the end of the show.
Yeah, that sounds like a threat.
I think they're going to shoot me with a gun.
Or gas me.
Yeah. I think that this live podcast is going to pull back and reveal that we are all on the suicide roller coaster.
I probably wouldn't go to that.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't.
But if they said you were going to piss yourself, like it's a guarantee, I would be like, I don't believe that. Yeah. And I'd go to test it.
I'd think that they were spiking my drinks.
If you did piss yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd spike my drinks so that I couldn't hold it in and I pissed my pants. I don't think,
an intense thing to do to someone.
Like
that's
a piss laxative.
Thing to do to someone? That's an intense, a piss laxative.
Yeah, like a piss laxative.
That's an intense thing to think.
Yeah.
Piss laxatives.
I don't know if piss laxatives exist.
They're putting piss laxatives in the water.
Did you drink anything while you were there?
I was too scared. I think there's piss laxatives in the air.
I think you might have separate problems.
So you go there.
Piss laxatives, Jackson!
So you're like, they're going to guarantee that I piss myself. I'm like Jack thinking like, haha, hyperbole. Yeah. Being like, okay, they're not going to, we'll see if I piss myself.
Yeah.
And then you go there and be like, they're going to do it.
They're going to do it. They're going to piss laxatives.
I'm there like, oh yeah, I got some refreshments for everyone. You stuff them out of my hand.
What are you doing?
Piss laxatives.
What?
Oh, fuck. I drank water earlier today. When I bought the ticket, they would have known where I lived.
I think you might have. Is your brain okay?
Are you okay?
And we sit feel your blood. You got a fever.
And we sit
I had
that
fever for 12 months.
And then they use the neuralizer on us. We piss ourselves.
Mm. Yeah.
We come back to it. What's your reaction?
I knew it. Piss laxatives. It's the only option. I didn't even need to piss.
I think we might have to check your wound somewhere, dude.
But what? Hey, I pissed myself too.
Yeah, me too.
Again.
Was he right about the piss laxatives?
I was right about the piss laxatives.
Uh-oh. I mean, they did say guarantee. Was it that funny? I mean, I can't remember what they said, but I do remember enjoying it enough, and then I did like, oh no, I have to piss my pants.
I think if we all pissed our pants at exactly the same time, I would think piss laxatives.
I didn't think piss laxatives were a thing, but now I'm thinking piss laxatives.
I think Dusha was right. We've got to apologize to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry, dude.
Apology accepted.
Fever of 200 degrees Celsius is normal. Piss laxatives are real.
Piss laxatives. These guys, they got some splaining to them.
I need to just put my head in some water because my brain is at double boiling temperature.
200 degrees Celsius. There is steam coming out of your... No, I don't know. What happened?
Beyond steam. My head is just
on like double steam. There is double steam coming out of his head.
Your brain is getting fucking grilled in there.
He's gone beyond red. What cooks it to...
I'm Ghost Rider but real life, but I'm just sick.
Some ovens don't even go that high.
But it's normal. We have to accept he's right, and it's normal. It actually means I'm going to have really cold heads. I've got a cold brain, and that's bad. I need to heat up my brain to 200 degrees Celsius.
Cook a chicken, it's 180 for a bit.
Bake a cake, it's like 20 minutes at 180 degrees. My brain, 200 for a month, a year.
Go to 220, I guess. So pizza oven, sometimes I get real hot.
Oh, pizza would be good. I'm hungry.
Fair enough, dude. You got a fever.
Can we use the neuralizer, like if somebody...
Yeah, I think you can't market it in terms of like...
It has to be an experience.
It has to be the experience because, yes, you can. It will be, no matter what price it is, the moment someone gets into their hands to be like, oh, hey, I was on Facebook hacks, like forget your neighbor, and guess what? And then it's like, if I can make my neighbor forget, who else can forget me?
I'm going to make the president forget that they're the president and think I'm the president.
Does the president think you're the president? It's Joe Biden coming out and being like, I don't know why everybody's talking
about me. Hey, Jack. This is President Jack.
This guy's the president.
Does the president have the ability to make someone else president?
At this point, Joe Biden might just accidentally do that.
Yeah, that's true. What about this? Okay, so... If you work on an oil rig,
great start.
That's intense, hard work, but pays good. So what if I get the neuralizer and I neuralize myself and I say, oh, wait, I can't do that.
Okay, you're looking at it.
You fall off the oil rig into the ocean, drown.
I was doing this before I got into it.
Until someone has to come in and be like, are you okay, buddy? Maybe you need to sit down.
It's been a couple of days.
I gotta sit down.
You're like, we need to do a welfare check on Jackson. He's not coming to work in like 3 days. He just opened my... I'm just sitting on my bed, slack jawed. I've soiled myself. Oh no.
He's got one of those shit laxatives.
He forgot about how the neuralizer works, clearly.
And it's on. So you walk into the room, you look at it, then you're also fucked.
No, because it's the initial move. It's not a constant stream.
Trying to avoid that. I get somebody else to neuralize me and say, hey, you're going to love every second of working on this oil rig.
Yeah.
It's going to be the greatest, most fulfilling experience of your life. So, you're not going to get tired. Uh-huh. You're not going to get exhausted. You're just going to have it's going to be beautiful.
So, okay, you got to get that someone you trust.
Yeah.
Who really wants you to do the best of to really do the best at this job. Yeah. So
I'm
going to
do it properly, and then I'm going to say, and at the end of every pay cycle, Jackson Bailey is going to give me $500.
Yep. So you could do that route. You could do maybe less insidious, but still kind of insidious, where you're like,
and when he smells oil, he does a little fart.
I own the oil rig.
Yeah.
Hey, all my workers, we're having a meeting. Remember, Sonny's off.
Yeah.
Cool. Boof.
Pay cuts.
Love working on this here oil rig. Yeah. You do it for free if you want. You're never gonna get tired.
Well, that's why I would not give it to the boss of the oil rig. I give it to somebody I trust. Although, who the hell that would be?
Yeah. Who in this world do you trust? Not to
do it in the mirror. No.
I don't think you would even trust. Even if there was a clone of you, I think you shouldn't give it to your clone.
Also,
you think you've got two assholes. That's your clone.
Yeah. What? My clone is just like, oh, yeah, I got you. You got two assholes, dude.
What happened to my ass?
But I would... Because if I always thought I had two assholes, I wouldn't bring it up.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, have you neuralized me yet? And he'd be like, oh, sorry, you got three assholes.
Right.
Have you done it yet, dude?
I'm just waiting. Oh, no, shit, sorry, I forgot to do it. You got four assholes. And then I'd get, be like, well, let's try two again.
I mean, you'd just be like, yeah, I have four assholes.
Yeah.
And you'd go, thank you, shit. And then you just, you'd wipe extra long.
Yeah. Whoop, up the back. And you'd be like, that's weird.
Well, no, you get scared because you can, when you wipe, you
can feel your asshole.
Yeah.
And then I'd go to the doctor. Go to the doctor and be like, hey, you know, so obviously I was born with four assholes.
No.
You don't consider that a medical marvel? No, it's not that. I think being born with four assholes is pretty fucking impressive.
That would actually make you Jesus Christ too.
It wasn't in the Bible that they definitely
Jesus had four assholes. Yeah.
One thing, that's how you know. That's how you can check.
That's how you can,
it's how we know every person divinity. Claiming there is the second coming is actually just a liar because they only have one regular asshole.
Were all my assholes connected? I guess my clone didn't say.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, if it was somebody you could trust, you want to get in shape, just get somebody to be like, hey, you're going to go to the gym. You're going to love it.
Okay.
You're going to get shredded. Bada bing, bada boom.
Why didn't I use it to quit smoking and stuff like that?
Go back to being a therapist. We're not dealing with trauma.
Okay.
We're dealing with vices.
We're dealing with vices. You can say like...
Do it to me again. Yeah. Okay.
What are you coming in for?
I have a gambling problem.
Okay.
I'm addicted to gambling. It's wrecking my life. I'm losing heaps of money. It's affecting my family. It's affecting my children. Please help me. Joel and Joe. I don't know why I've come back. No. Well, I'm a different guy.
Okay.
Also named Jackson. Changed.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you so much. That does sound like it would be a huge strain on your life. So, right, I'm just going to need you to look at this, and we'll try and sort this out. Pew. You find the idea of gambling unpleasant. You don't judge people that gamble, but it's something that you never would take enjoyment from doing yourself. You don't want to try it. Mm. And if you have gambled in the past before, that's your previous life and you want nothing to do with it anymore.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah.
That covered it. I think that was... You have learned.
Basic, yeah, see?
Yeah, 1 hour training. That's all I needed. How long has the episode been going for? About 45 minutes?
That's all you needed. Just the time to think.
And it's the same with like...
with vices is perfect. It's I want to better myself with like fitness.
Yeah.
Same thing. Well, there you go. Well, you know, you need to... You like the idea of getting up in the morning and going for a light, you know, walk or a jog. And, you know, you make sure you don't overdo it and hurt yourself. But you do want to make sure that you increase your physical activity because you find a lot of enjoyment out of doing that and bettering yourself physically. Poof.
Yeah. Well, sorted. I'm going to quit gambling and start running.
Yeah. Easy. That's how we do it.
Yeah.
I think that's how I market the Neuralizer.
It's the safest one. And as long as you trust Joel and Joel's Neuralizer psychology office.
Yeah.
I mean, those two were okay. But I mean, they have
Don't learned. Forget trauma, but forget your vices.
Yeah. Then I think that's the safest way to do it.
And also, even if you do remember that you went there, because we've removed the craving.
Yeah, because I'm not going there for...
Like, I used to be a smoker, but I don't feel like smoking. And even if you tried it, because we cover like, you don't like the taste.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're basically doing what, like, you know, hypnotherapy does, but like...
For real.
Like on an intense level.
Yeah. Absolutely. Maximum hypnotherapy.
Well, that's what we would call it. Maximum hypnotherapy.
Yeah.
Instant hypnotism.
Yeah. Easy. Sorted.
That's good.
Yeah.
Men in Black, come to us. We'll make your business far more financially successful. Even though you got a big fancy building and you're funded by the government, and maybe you're bigger than the government,
and also aliens.
Yeah.
We'll give you some extra cash.
Yeah, exactly.
You side hustle. It's got the grind.
Exactly.
It's all about that grind.
You need
baby.
A side hustle in the year of our Lord 2024.
That's true.
Yeah,
and
it is.
We figured it out. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I have also been Joel.
All this Neuralizer talk made me forget my own damn name. I guess. And this has been another episode of Plumbing the Death Star. Let us know, what would you remove from your brain?
Don't say this episode.
This episode was good.
Yeah.
Okay, Christ.
If you say this episode,
I'll be fucking
angry.
I'll neuralize myself.
Yeah.
I never existed. I don't know what that would do to you, buddy.
Nothing good.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.